Hello and welcome to FinShorts Daily. In today's episode, we talk about insurance's new online marketplace, Bima Sugam. This week, our country's insurance regulator, the IRDAI, or the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, gave the go-ahead to launch a new online marketplace for insurance. It's called Bima Sugam. Think of it as a one-stop platform where Indians can find all kinds of insurance policies offered by different companies. And if something catches their eye, they can swipe right and make a purchase. And IRDAI's goal is commendable. It wants to fix India's under-penetration problem. It is at a measly 5% if you compare the total insurance premiums as a percentage of the country's GDP. Now that could simply be a result of three things apart from the lack of awareness. Number one, people don't trust insurers or insurance enough. Thanks to mis-selling by intermediaries who sell insurance products without analyzing what their customers need and poor claim settlement experiences which become a major cause of policyholders' grievances. Besides, people also have a general perception that insurers don't settle insurance claims. But if you ask Tapan Singhal, the MD and CEO of Bajaj Alliance General Insurance, he will tell you that this is far from true since the numbers speak otherwise. To put things in perspective, for every 100 rupees that the insurance industry collects in premiums, there is an outgo of 118 rupees. Number two, buying insurance can be hard because you have to flip through pages of terms and conditions and read the fine print too. So most people either postpone buying a policy or buy one offline. That's how over 60% of life and health insurance plans sell in India. Number three, insurance might seem like an expensive affair for people living in a country where over 20% of the national income goes to the top 1% earners. So yes, income disparity is a contributor too. Oh, and the lack of awareness also means that most Indians scout for returns even with insurance. They treat insurance like investments and expect something in return for the premium they put in. The latest economic survey highlights that most life insurance products sold in India are savings-linked, which significantly reduces the protection component. The insurance cover could drop by as much as 60%, and this puts households at risk when the insured, who also may be the sole breadwinner, dies. So IRDAI wants to fix that. It wants to make it easy for people to buy insurance and ensure that every Indian citizen gets appropriate life, health, and property insurance coverage by 2047. But how is Bima Sugam going to solve these huge problems, you ask? Well, think of Bima Sugam as an e-commerce platform that sells insurance. When online shopping took off in India with a website called as FabMart way back in 1999, most people probably didn't use it. Not just because many didn't have an internet connection back then, but because people distrusted this online ecosystem. It took a while, but things slowly changed when Snapdeal, Flipkart, and Amazon emerged. Now, of course, their discounts are what attracted people, but selling smaller things like books might have nudged people to try it out. Seeing that it worked, the trust began to develop, and online shopping became everyone's favorite activity. And Bima Sugam has the tailwinds of the digital age. As long as the basics are in place for the platform, people might simply advance their e-commerce behavior for insurance shopping too. And the deal clincher might just be the fact that since it's a platform that will connect the insurance company directly with the buyer, you can do away with agents or intermediaries interfering with your insurance buying journey. You can save on agent commissions. For context, in FY23, life insurers passed on 5% of the total premiums they collected as commissions to their agents. So actually, it's like killing two birds with one stone. It reduces the chances of commission-driven mis-selling and makes the policy buying experience simpler and cheaper. Besides, IRDAI doesn't want you to pay for this service either. You will have all your policies in one place, so you don't have to run from pillar to post to renew them, or even raise grievances irrespective of the insurance company, be it a health insurance, vehicle insurance, or a general insurance policy. It makes managing insurance easier, tackling another aspect of complexity in insurance. So yes, this new platform could solve many, if not all, problems that haunt insurance buyers in India. But wait, won't it kill insurtech companies that earn revenues by selling these policies? Well, that's what big research firms like Macquarie have stated. But don't write them off just yet. Remember how everyone claimed that the government's open network for digital commerce would change the way people shopped and ordered food, that it would be a threat to the Flipkarts and Zomatos of India? Well, it doesn't seem to have happened just yet. Everyone is still doing pretty well for themselves. Also, don't forget that people still dislike insurance because of the onerous documentation and the fear of not having someone by your side during a claims dispute with an insurance company. So, an e-commerce marketplace for insurance isn't going to solve that, and people might want the familiarity of an insurance advisor to guide them. We don't know. All we can say is that we'll have to wait and see how it all pans out. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you want to share your feedback or suggestions, do drop us an email to hi@finshots.in. Until next time.